Oh, hi, Pete.
Hi, Willie. Another package for Alf Tanner.
Huh. How much?
$29.95. You got off easy this time.
There you go. I'll see you.
Yeah, probably this afternoon.
Oh, Alf. I have a package and a lecture for you.
Well, how come those things always come in pairs?
Oh, boy, it came.
Here. Oh, Alf, what is it this time?
Beats me.
You're getting styrofoam all over the carpet.
Sorry. Yuck! They're stale.
Look, it's a ventriloquist dummy.
Yeah, I saw one of these little guys on TV. He was hilarious. Come on, dummy, speak to me. Just my luck. He's a mute. Make me get the rubber hose. He's broken, Willie. Looks like you blew $30.
Alf, I'm not going to raise my voice. I'm not going to threaten you. I'm just going to say for the 928th time, please don't ever do this again.
I'd better send Willie some flowers, Lynn. Bring me the phone.
No. You've got to stop spending other people's money.
Why? People like it when you spend their money. On Melmac, that's how you said, I care.
If you don't stop caring, you're gonna send Dad to the poorhouse.
I notice you haven't said very much.
You have to make him talk. Like this. Hi, Alf. Pleased to meet you.
That's amazing! He sounds just like you.
That was me. See, look, you just pull this little string and he'll open his mouth and say whatever you want.
We had a guy like that on Melmac, our president.
Here, you try it.
Hi, Lynn. Pay no attention to the furry guy with his hand up my back.
You're not supposed to move your lips.
What lips?
You have to talk with your mouth closed.
Oh, well, no problem.
Hey, Lynn, pay no attention to the guy with the fur on him.
What do you think I should name him?
I don't know. Their names are usually goofy, like Mortimer Snurd, Knucklehead Smith.
I think I'll call him Paul.
Oh, that's not a goofy name.
Well, it is on Melmac. One time I called a guy Paul, I ended up with 14 stitches. It's a good thing I didn't call him a son of a Paul.
I'll remember that. Although I have no idea why. Hey, look, this teaches you how to talk without moving your mouth. Repeat after me. A boy bought a baboon.
What boy?
I don't know.
Well, where did he buy it?
It doesn't matter.
Can I have one?
It never happened.
Then why are you spreading these rumors?
That's it. I'm doing my homework someplace else.
Well, thanks for all your help.
Hey, Alf, want to play a computer game?
Well, not right now. Hey, how'd you like to help me learn ventriloquism?
Sure. What do I do first?
First, you plug in that vacuum cleaner and suck up all those styrofoam thingies.
No way. I'm not as gullible as I used to be.
Hey, where's everybody going? Boy, doesn't anybody want to have any fun around here? I do. To the Tanner Dinner Theater, starring Gordon Shumway and Paul.
Oh, Alf, what are you doing? We're just
sitting.
There
will be no talking during tonight's performance. And now, our opening joke. Say hello, dummy.
Hello, dummy.
Ah! Ah! Oh, brother.
Uh-oh, the crowd looks tough.
So does the roast beef.
Hey, Paul. It looks like they're glad to see you.
Well, that's because with me on your hand, you can't grab all the food.
We kill us.
Alf, how did you get so good so fast?
Well, I picked things up pretty quickly.
Except for those styrofoam thingies. You shoved them under the rug.
Where's Geppetto?
Last time I saw him, he and Paul were playing poker. You know, it was kind of strange. Paul was cheating, and Alf didn't seem to notice.
Well, at least they're not here. Not now. I mean, if you know what I mean.
No, I don't know what you mean. I know what you mean.
Baby!
Oh.
Alf.
Did we spoil the moment?
Alf, stop hiding under the bed.
Hey, it's no picnic for me under there. Well, actually, it was. We ate a couple of dust bunnies.
Why are you here?
Ask Paul. It was his idea.
Okay. Why are you here?
All right, I heard ya. It's showtime.
No, it's bedtime.
I'd like to start with my impression of Alf.
Me?
Yeah, you, Furbrain.
Yo, Wilhelm, you're going to have one less mouth to feed. I ate your cat.
Oh, oh, very funny. Good night.
Good night. Impression number two. Someone who ate Kate's cooking. Black!
Paul, that is the second time you have insulted my cooking. I'm trying to reason with a block of wood.
Block of wood?
Hey, Kate, easy. He's sensitive about his roots.
You know what this means?
You're making a right turn?
Get out.
This is all your fault.
Oh, don't blame me. They wouldn't know talent if it threw up on their bed.
This is getting really bizarre.
Oh, baby! If you're looking for the roast beef, I set it free.
Hi, Alf. I didn't know you were still awake.
Alf's asleep. You're talking to me. Any faster?
Not one-handed. Why do we have to run away?
Because this place is a suburban sing-sing.
Hi, Alf. What you doing?
Running away from home.
Oh, great. Tell the whole world.
Why are you running away?
None of your business.
I'm gonna tell Dad. Dad!
Hey, hey! What's the idea of lying to Brian like that? Ow! Don't hit me!
Shut up and keep packing.
Well, what if I don't want to go? What if someone sees me?
I'll tell them you're my pet sloth, which isn't too far from the truth.
I don't know why I stay friends with you.
Because I'm your alter ego.
You're my what?
I tell you what to do. Now grab that radio over there. We'll hawk it.
I can't take that. It's Willie's.
You're not taking anything. And I think it's time I took that dummy away from you.
No! No!
Yeah, back off, or you'll be sucking splinters.
Alf, Paul is only a toy. How about if we replace him with a Papa Smurf?
Why don't we replace the two of you with Ozzy and Harriet? At least Harriet could cook.
That's it, mister. You are kindling.
No, no! Don't take Paul away from me. He'll die.
Alf, why don't you and Paul just go in the house? We're not going to bother you anymore, I promise.
See how nice they are? Thank you. That's very kind of...
Come on, come on! I'll teach you how to smoke.
But I don't want to smoke.
It's good for you.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Willie, what? What did you do that for?
Don't worry. I'm getting psychiatric help.
Good for you, honey, but what about Alf?
That's what I meant. I'm calling Larry. He helped Alf last year. He didn't even send us a bill.
You get what you pay for.
Hey! Give me some more nuts!
But I don't want any more nuts.
I do!
That is really annoying.
Good!
Alf, your dummy is making me very uncomfortable.
Well, at least you don't have to sleep with him.
He's giving me the creeps. Goodbye.
I think she likes me.
Talk about a puppet dictator.
You know, you don't often hear about the dangers of ventriloquism.
Larry, come on, come on.
Hey, Willie, how are you? Nice seeing you.
Blair.
Hello, Kate, how are you, love?
We appreciate your coming over.
Well, I had to come over and see if this dummy is really as bad as you say he is.
Actually, he's worse.
Where's the patient?
Oh, he's in the living room watching TV.
Oh.
And eating peanuts.
Hey, Alf. Alf?
Larry!
Nice see you again. How are you?
Hey. Oh, great. Look who walked in. You got a fat lot of nerve showing your face around here. Who's he?
Paul, this is Larry. He's a shrink.
Well, tell him to beat it. I'm small enough as it is.
So, what's new?
Well, certainly not your suit. When they made that, there was only one Brooks brother.
You're really right. I'm surprised you don't get along with the Tanners.
Well, it's not my fault. I like the Tanners.
Speak for yourself.
What's wrong with the Tanners?
Too many stupid rules. Don't eat the cat. Don't break the dishes. Don't eat the cat.
Well, do you object to these rules?
Yeah, especially rules number 1 and 3.
I think I'm beginning to understand.
Oh, wait. You haven't heard all the rules. Don't throw food on the floor. Don't eat food off the floor. Don't vaunt the guests.
I never heard that one.
Great.
Bonk!
Still friends?
Funny. Funny guy.
Oh. More nuts.
There, did you find out what's wrong with Alf?
Yeah, his dummy's a jerk.
Well, we asked for professional opinion.
Hey, he bonked me. So we have a rule against that.
Well, I think we do. Don't we have a rule about...
Guys, please. Lair, what's wrong with Alf?
Well, I do have a theory. I mean, ever since Alf came to live here, he had to be on his best behavior, right?
That's been his best behavior?
I hate to see his bad side.
And he just did. It's Paul. He's using the dummy to blow off steam.
But what do we do about it?
Well, you could get the dummy a dummy. But then you would be stuck with a really little guy with a really bad temper.
Well, there must be another way.
Well, I have an idea. It may be a bit drastic, but I think we should go for it.
What is it?
Well, everybody has to break some rules now and then. I mean, an Alf's no different. I think you should let him eat the cat. I mean, you know, we could let him break some dishes. I mean, anything to get the old Alf back.
Couldn't we just let him throw popcorn on the floor?
We'll do that, too. What about you, Willie? Do you have any ideas?
No, none. Not a one.
Okay. Here we go.
Look who's here. The Three Stooges.
Couldn't we just solve this with a buzzsaw?
No. Just do what I do, okay? One for you.
What was that?
It's our good china.
Yeah, we're breaking it.
I was right. They are the Three Stooges.
Hey, come on, Al, have some fun.
Go ahead.
No, don't do it. It's a trap.
No, it's not here. Throw some popcorn around.
Yeah, toss it anywhere you want, Alf.
This is too good to be true. I've got to go for this one.
Hey, I'm on a roll. Bring me some dishes.
You'll be sorry.
Don't listen to him. Here, give it a heave.
How many points for hitting that picture of Kate's mother?
100.
Willie!
More plates! That picture taunts me still.
We're out of plates.
Break something else, Alf.
Well, like what?
How about something small, wooden, and obnoxious?
Leave Kate's meatloaf out of this.
He was talking about you. And he's right. You are obnoxious.
Yeah? Well, you're a mama's alien.
Paul, you said you were my friend.
I lied.
Think about it, Alf. Do you really need a friend like Paul?
He's right. I don't need you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah!
Yeah?
Yeah! Say goodbye, dummy.
Goodbye, dummy.
Ooh. You shouldn't have bonked the guest.
How you feeling, Alf?
Great! I'm on a house-wrecking high!
He means, how do you feel about Paul?
Oh, well, I guess I'll miss him, but I'll get over it. I'm over it.
It's gonna be all right. And to prove it, I'm gonna send you a bill.
Alf, you really feel okay about this?
Yeah. I've lost a friend, but I've regained my left hand.
I was so happy to hear it.
Now, if memory serves, we were chucking plates at Grandma. Hi, Lynn.
Hi, Lynn.
Don't do that.
Boy, nobody likes that joke. Billy and Kate almost fell out of bed. Brian threw a go-butt at me.
Well, we're all just glad Paul's gone. He is gone, isn't he?
Yeah. In fact, last night, I gave him a traditional Melmacian funeral. I laid him to rest in the same way I hope to be someday.
Where is he?
In the freezer next to the fish sticks.